This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Ksubas Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara wanted to know, why do we need two psukim? Why do we need the pasuk V'lo ye'asayin anoshi anesh, which indicates that if you did not kill the mother, then you have to pay for her miscarriage, which teaches us that if you did kill the mother and there is capital punishment, you're exempt from mamon. And kedei rishasai mishum risha achas atam chave v'yatam mechav l'shnei rishiyos. In other words, why do I need two psukim for kimle b'derabim? And the Gemara said one is for misa and mamon, and one is for malkois and mamon. And we need both of them. So now the Gemara asks, the bottom line, Lama Zayin Amar Aleph, Lama Meir, the Amar Loiko Meshalem, Tarti Lama Leir, Kointer Meir, who says you get Malkus. And you pay. So why do I need two psukim for Kimle B'Ramine? Anyway, Kimle only applies by Misa and Mamayin, not by Malkus and Mamayin. So the Gemara says, no. Chada B'Misa U Mamayin. One is for Misa and Mamayin, and one is for not Malkus and Mamayin, the Chada B'Misa U Malkus. One is for Misa and Malkus. Utsricha, I need both of them. Di ashvina miso mamayin. If we just say miso mamayin, mishum dechada begufei vechad b'mamayne. By miso mamayin, one punishment is in your body and one is against your money. So therefore, of course, we're not going to do two separate punishments. Loyavdina, that we wouldn't do. Avo b'miso malkois, but miso and malkois, de aidi v'aidi begufei, that they're both on your body, but miso and malkois, that they're both in your body. Ema, I would say, Misa arichtahi. It's one long death. Maybe you could do Misa and Malkos. Vinavibe, that we would do. Viashvinam Niso Malkos. If we just say Misa Malkos, you don't do that. That's because the Tarti Begufe, Laevdina, to do two punishments against the body, we're not going to do. Avo Misu Mamayin, but death and money, the Chada Begufe Chad Bamayin, one's the body and one's the Mamayin. Ema Navid, I would say that you do do that. Ema, I would say, Navid Bey, we should do that. So Tzrich, I need both of them. I need one pasuk for Misa Mamon and one for Misa and Malkos. Now the Gemara is going to ask about another pasuk that seems to say that we don't punish somebody with Misa and Mamon. We don't take redemption for the soul of a murderer. Lamali, why do I need that? Why do I need a pasuk that you don't take redemption for the soul of a murderer? That seems to say you don't punish with Misa and Mamayin. Says Gemara, no, it's not saying you don't punish with Misa and Mamayin. The Amar Achmana, the Torah is saying, don't take money from him and exempt him from death. Meaning you would think that the guy could buy himself out. We know there's such a thing about being bought out, buying out death. Where do we know that from? We know that from if somebody's shar, kill somebody else, where the Torah says technically chay mis v'dei shamayim, you could bail yourself out with money. So I would think you could take money for the death penalty and the guy could buy himself out. Loy tishko mamon minei v'tiftei mikta. We don't take money and exempt him from death. Says the Gemara, loy sikhu koifer lanos el ir miklatoi. Literally, we don't, the Gemara assumes it means we don't take money and send a guy to an Arei Miklat. So what do I need that for? What do I need that? Of course you don't. Because we already learned earlier from Tanad Bechizkia that just like if you actually get the death penalty, you're exempt from money. So too, if you do it B'Shoigeg, where you did an Avera that technically warrants Misa, just you're not getting it because you did B'Shoigeg, it also patters you from Mamayin. Says Gemara, no, it's not telling you that you're putter from Mamayin. It's telling you don't take money to exempt someone from going to the Arei Miklat. The Amar Achmana, loisishko Mamayin aminei, don't take money from him, v'siftere min galas, and exempt him from galas. So basically we have two psukim. One pasuk says don't take money to exempt someone from the death penalty, and one pasuk that says don't take money to exempt someone from going into the Arei Miklat. Utrei kroy lamli, why do I need two psukim? Chad b'shoigig v'chad b'mezid, one by shoigig, one by mezid. Utsrichi. And I need both of them. Diashmin on mezid, if I would only have a pasuk that says don't take money to get you out of being punished with the death penalty. Mishum de chamer isure. Maybe there you can't buy yourself out because it's very chamer. But shoygeg, it's not a very chamer punishment, so maybe we'll allow you to buy yourself out. Meaning, you didn't buy mezid where you did a very bad avera, so you can't buy yourself out. But by shoygeg where you didn't do such a bad avera, maybe you could buy yourself out. And if it would teach me shogeg, you can't buy yourself out. Mishum delaka ibn neshama. There, you can't buy yourself out because it's not like there's a loss of life. Avo mezadik ibn neshama. But by mezad, where there's a loss of life, emalai, I would say you could buy yourself out. Maybe when it's coming to prevent death, you could buy yourself out. Sricha. So therefore, I need both of them. Okay. It says the land you should not atone for the dumb that was for the blood that was spilled only through capital punishment. What do I need that for? That also sounds like don't take money. You have to kill the murder. You have to kill the murderer. Says the Gemara, we learn out something entirely different from there. Miboile, it's needed lechadatani for that which we learned in a brisa. Minayin, how do I know shimnes arfa egla? That if you decapitated the egla rufa v'yachar kach nimtza hoireg, and then you found the murderer, minayin, how do we know she'in poitron oisai? How do we know we don't exempt him? Meaning, maybe once we've already done the ritual of the part of the egla rufa, then we won't, and we find the murderer, maybe the murderer is off the hook, maybe we won't kill the murderer. She'nemar, no, we learn out from this pasuk that even though you did the egla rufa, the murderer is not going to be off the hook. She'nemar, ula aretz lo yuchupar ladam asher shupach ba. The earth should not be atoned for the blood that was poured on it. The Goymer, and further. In other words, from this pasuk, it's not that we're learning out you shouldn't take money not to kill someone. From this pasuk, we learn out that even though you already performed the ritual of the paraduma, then if we find the murderer, you have to kill the murderer. Another pasuk. Vi'ata tiva'er hadam hanoki mikerbecha. Lamali. And you should eradicate the innocent blood among you. Meaning, you should make sure that the innocent blood is atoned for, is avenged. What do I need? What do I learn from there? Is that pasuk saying I shouldn't take money not to kill a murderer? No. Miboile, I need it for the following. L'chadatanya, we learned in a braisa. Minayin lemumasim b'sayiv shubinatzabra. How do I know when someone's chayiv sayif, they do it at the neck? Maybe you chop the guy in half, horizontally, vertically, diagonally. How do you know it's on the neck? Talmud loymer v'yata tivar hadam hanoki mikerbecha. It says, juxtaposed to l'egarufa, and you should eradicate the innocent blood. Hukshu kol shoyv chedam l'egarufa. All murderers are compared to egarufa. Now, how the pasuk v'yata tivar hadam hanoki is talking about all murderers, it's not clear, but that's how the Gemara interprets it. It's referring to all murderers, and it's being compared to egla rufa. Ma lahalon min hatzavar. Just like egla rufa is decapitated by the neck, af shoivche damim min hatzavar. So too, murderers are punished at the neck. So in that case, ima lahalon bekoifitz umimol oiref, afkan bekoifitz umimol oiref. If so, then just like egla rufa is with a hatchet, an axe, and by the back of the neck, so too maybe those who were murderers, they should be punished with an axe on the back of the neck. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Amar Kra, no, v'yahavta l'recha kamaycha, you should love your neighbor like yourself. Barer loy misa yafa, choose a good death. Choose a good death. In other words, you should not punish somebody in a very harsh way. Next pasuk, kol chirim asher yecheram min ha'adam lo yipada. Rashi says, chirim min ha'adam implies someone who's chayiv chirim, someone who's chayiv misa, he should not redeem himself. We already know that. We've learned many times, when we learned out of the pasuk, of aloy sikhu koifel nefesh roitzeach. So what do we do with the pasuk? Kol chirim asher yecheram min ha'adam lo yipada. Says Gemara, mi boilei lechadatanya, we need it for the following. Minayin liyoyse leharig. How do I know someone who's going out to be killed? Va'amar echad, and somebody says, erkoy alai, I will give his erachin. Minayin shalem rakum. How do I know that's meaningless? We know that if somebody is going to be killed and you say dama valai, that's nothing. He has no value. He does not worth anything. But you might think he has erech, because erech is not dependent on what he would get in the marketplace. Erech is a set value that the Torah sets for certain genders and certain ages. So damim, for sure, he doesn't have. How do I know that erechin lo yamar klum shenemar kol cherem asher yachra min ha'adam? Any person who's condemned to death, lo yipada, it has no redemption. There's no erechin. So you would think, yachal av koidem shenigmar din. I would think even if he's on trial before the gemar din. Talmud loymar min ha'adam. Not every person who is condemned to death doesn't have erechin. V'loy kol adam. Only someone who is nigmar dinoy, not someone koidem nigmar dinoy. But the Gemara asks, what about according to Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva? He holds that there is erechin for someone being condemned to death. Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva, the Amar Ne'arach Mipnei Shadam of Ketsuvin. According to Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva, says he is evaluated because his money is set. Hai kol cherem ayavale. What does he do with kol cherem? Mi boilei l'chadatanya. He needs it for what we learned in the following braisa. Rabbi Shom ben Oish, Rabbi Yochim, Embraika Oimer. That I learn out from this pasuk, that you cannot redeem yourself if you're chayiv misa bidei adam. The Gemara asks, we already learned that earlier from loisik l'koifer, but right now the Gemara says l'fi shematzinu lemumasim bidei shamayim shenoisim amenu maskaper lahen. We find those who are liable to the death penalty from heaven. They give money and they're niskaper. That we learn out from im kaifer yushasalav, somebody shar, damages. Because he's not actually chayiv misa bidei adam, because it says mois yumas hamake roitzeachu, you're only chayiv for your own murder, not for the ritzicha of your shar. Ritzicha of your shar, you're chayiv misa bidei shamayim. And there you could pay your way out. I would think you could pay your way out even of deaths. Therefore it says, you should not be redeemed. And you cannot redeem yourself from Misa Bidei Shamayim. The Gemara is going to ask earlier, we already know that. Now this is interesting. I only know you can't pay your way out of Misa Chamura. Misa Chamura is a capital punishment that does not carry kares. So if it doesn't carry kares, there is no kapara for shoygeg, because you only get kapara for shoygeg with a karban chatos, which if you would have done b'mezi, you'd have been chayv kares. So I only know you can't pay your way out for something that's chamur, that the shoygeg doesn't have kapara. But Misa is kalos, lenient misais, meaning any misa that it says kares. For example, Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, Shabbos, Arayas, or even Roitzech that has kapara by galos. So, misais kala shenitnu shigasin l'chapar minayin. How do you know misa kala that the shoigeg is given kapara? Tam l'loimar kol cherem. Therefore it says, any cherem, not only Misa Chamura, but even Misa Kala, you can't redeem yourself. So the Gemara asks, we already know that. We already know all of this from Loisik Hul Kaifer. In fact, the Gemara, V'loi Memela, Mi Loisik Hul Kaifer, Shamat Mine, don't we know this already from Loisik Hul Kaifer? Which we learn out, Loi Tishka, Mamayna Mine, V'tiftere, don't take money from him and pater him. And Kol Cherem is talking about Roitzeach, which is Nitein Shigagasai Lechapara. So we see even by Misais Kalois, you can't pay yourself out. So, Kol Cherem Lamali, Amarami Bar Chama Itzdrech, and that we will see Bezus Hashem next week. I wish you a wonderful Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.